you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my real estate, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Now I know.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Blop, blop out there in blop, blop land. We have an incredible show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico not in studio today. Shannon, what happened to Zach?
He is not feeling well. Yeah, it started yesterday morning, and he said if it continued, he was going to go get tested.
You know, I watch the way Zach eats and lives his life. Like, if I have one day, all right, last night, I had some vegan pumpkin muffins, like little mini ones, probably three of them, right? And I had two little miniature black and white cookies. Today, my body feels like it's in hell. Like, I just took a shit right now. Like, it is like, I don't know what exactly it is, but Zach lives his life like that all, like, not even just like, he just fucking... So he should never feel good. That's not an excuse. He always feels like shit. He should be here right now, is the point.
Yeah, he gets staples to the forehead daily.
Yeah.
You know what
he's
I
worried because he's got a little bit of a cold. Exactly,
yeah,
dude.
You're not going to feel good.
Yeah, he shouldn't feel good. If Zach felt good, I would say, what the fuck's going on with the world?
Yeah, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does Zach feel good and I don't feel good?
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's psychotic. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What happened to my phone? Yeah.
I feel like I got to defend your stomach. In your stomach's defense, you had a black and white cookie in 2021. There's a lot of turmoil there.
Yeah.
Biracial cookies right now.
Dude, I'll tell you right now. I do love a black and white cookie. It is my favorite New York centric dessert.
Yeah.
It is my favorite. By the way, Sid the Kid, Sidney Gant is here. We're waiting on Maddie Smith. Obviously, Mike Figgs is filling in for the great Zach D'Amico. We're
going to
have
a
great
here.
Show. What an exciting show today. I have the gun being cocked because we're about to blast shit the fuck off, okay?
Didn't shoot yet, but it's cocked.
No, it's cocked, baby. It's ready.
It was just like a black man on the premises. Just cocked. Oh, just cock it and see how we act.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Put down that black and white cookie right now, motherfucker.
I do love, out of all the New York-centric desserts, which how many are there? Black and white cookie is New York.
Yeah, cheesecake.
Pull up, yeah, New York cheesecake.
Yeah.
That's which, but I don't like New York style cheesecake as much as I enjoy a nice creamy, soft cheesecake. New York style cheesecake is a big hunk of fucking shit.
Yeah. Tiramisu? No, that's more like Italy. That's not New York.
Yeah, I think that's Italian. Yeah, but you know, New York's got a lot of Italian flavor.
Yeah,
yeah. There's no fucking tiramisu.
You know what are New York centric desserts? Is it just black and white cookies and New York cheesecake?
So on this list from TasteAtlas.com, number 8 is blackout cake.
Never heard of
what?
It.
It's just a double, triple chocolate cake.
Number 7.
I cracked a few of them. Yeah,
cock your gun.
You stay right there, black guy cake, where I can see you.
7 is a cronut, a hybrid between a croissant and a donut.
Look, a cronut is pretty fucking sweet, yeah. And I did not know that was a New York-centric thing. Do you only get cronuts in New York?
It was a New York bakery invented it.
Yeah, did you have it? Did you wait? You have to wait online for it.
You go to Donut Pub right on
14th Street. Yeah, they have it's a generic version.
Dude, it's all right. I'm about to literally throw this hot cup of
coffee. It's good. No, oh, fuck.
No.
Dude, fuck.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
You made me so mad.
You
made me so mad.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, dude. I couldn't stop myself. You made me so mad. You dissed Donut Pub.
What the fuck?
bought him, dude.
Yeah. You made him sexy.
All I gotta do is shirtless. Oh, I gotta do the whole fucking show shirtless.
I threw hot coffee at
you
him.
Fucking almost burned me. Hey, guys, it's me, Zachary. I just got burned with coffee.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw hot coffee at you. You just offended Donut Puppet. It made me so mad.
Fuck.
Dude, by the way, I had to stop myself from throwing the entire cup into your face. I literally was like, no, that's too much.
Why do you like, I go to Donut Pub more than you, you fucking piece of shit. Like,
obviously.
Yeah, that's what the fuck you're talking about.
He had to
about.
Consider how much coffee he still wanted to drink.
Dude, I got this from Urban Outfitters, dude.
Can we get him another shirt? Because I don't want to look at his body for the rest of the show.
Can you give me a Yo Kratom shirt,
how
please?
How are you grosser than Zach and Miko? That's crazy.
I don't know, sorry, I'm fucking jacked. Natalie, what do you think?
Yeah, man, lean into that. That's sexiness.
Right, Figs
that
does silent. Have Lewis knows former bodybuilder.
I look
body.
Like yeah. one of the old circus guys. The old.
I don't understand.
He looks like he has former Louis J. Gomez body.
He really does. Yeah. But I've never had tits like that. My tits were never. But it's like they don't.
Yeah, those are good tits. Those are man look. Tits
I feel like Harrington. Yeah. You've never abused me like that.
They look like pecs.
Yes.
But they're not.
It's all about angles.
There's no muscle. They're breasts.
It's angles. If the love handles aren't in frame and it's just straight.
There's no pec there. It's literally all yeah, soft
it's there,
fat.
It's
tutorial muscle.
Dude. I smell like half and half, you fucking prick.
I'm sorry. I'm more upset that my coffee's all over the floor right now.
The fans are going to love that shit. Yeah, bird fig, kill him.
Poor fucking Andrea is going to have to clean up the coffee all over the floor. Where'd she go? All right, so look, we're also waiting for one more guest. Maddie Smith is running late.
And Lewis is going to pour coffee on one guest until she gets here.
This is why I'm saying dudes are cooler than women. If I did that to Maddie Smith, if I threw a cup of hot coffee at her, it would become a whole to-do.
Yeah.
It would be a whole to-do. I guarantee you it would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, letters and shit. Figs is just, he's the man. Figs is just like.
I'm hurt, dude.
I'm sorry.
And Mike would have.
Now you have to give me my own show.
Yeah, me and Mike
now I feel. Now I feel bad.
You should. Lick it off. Come on.
I feel bad. Can we get him a new shirt,
lick this tit off. I got some half-amp right
here. We don't have a new shirt.
Lick my tit. Lick my tit. Lick my tit. Car. Hey!
There it is. I didn't touch my tongue to his tit.
There it is.
I felt bad.
Oh man.
Covered in hair.
I'm sorry. I thought for sure we'd have another shirt for him.
It's all right.
No other shirt in the whole studio.
They just cleared out all of like the old stuff.
All the old merch.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearance.
Do you want to finish going through the list of New York treats?
Sure.
$40 Solid 40. You just fucking see Maddie walking in and I'm half shirtless. This is bad.
No,
look
it's
at
okay.
this. What the fuck? You look like you're lactating.
It does.
This is horrible.
Maddie, I had to throw a hot cup of coffee at Figs because
this
you're late.
This is horrible.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
This is not cool.
I love coffee.
I had to throw a hot cup of coffee at him.
Because of me?
Because of you.
Because
you're
you,
late
Maddie.
To the show today.
I'm a dumb bitch, so just go with that.
I like it.
Are we live right now?
The great Maddie Smith. We
What's
are live.
Up, everybody?
Yeah, we've been live for seven minutes.
Is everyone mad at me?
We couldn't wait anymore. It was too much.
I'm not
mad. No, I'm happy you're here. He's going to stop abusing me.
What is your favorite New York style dessert?
I like black and white cookies.
Thank you.
Oh, geez.
Boom.
That's number 6 on the list.
Oh, really?
As it should be.
I like cheesecake. Is that a style?
See, everyone only knows the two New York style desserts.
What else?
How do you feel about cronuts?
I never had one.
Okay.
Fucking solid. By the way, they have cronuts with bacon. They have bacon cronuts.
Yeah, it's fucking ready microwave bullshit bacon.
You're pissing me off.
It's not real bacon.
You're fucking.
Wait, let me defend myself. You know
you're
what?
You're fucking pissing me off.
You know
off,
what
man.
Real bacon looks like, right?
Yeah,
and you know the Oscar Mayer like ready already cooked micro like bacon, right?
Nigga, they put bacon on a donut. What do you want me to say? It's
you
dope.
Know, you know what? You need
it's
to.
It's dope.
You have to go to the French bakery that makes this cronut.
Fucking asshole.
And you need to try the real cronut that started this all. It's a whole. It's a
where is it? Where, who started the cronut?
It's recent, isn't it? I mean, like within the past 10 years.
Yeah, 2-3 years ago.
Well, you're saying it like it's like an old-timey thing. It's literally started in like 2012.
Yeah, it was 2013.
I had it in 1991, all right?
Yeah.
In 2013, a French pastry chef by the name of Dominique Ancel at his bakery in New York City created it.
Let's go to Dominique Ancel at his bakery in New York City right now, the inventor of the cronut. Dominique, what inspired you to invent the cronut?
First off, it is very rude to throw coffee at your friends. I want to start off by saying it is very, very rude to throw the coffee at your friend. Okay?
Thank you. That is very true. But honestly, this is some bullshit American coffee. This isn't some French coffee. If you would taste this, you would throw it directly in Mike Figg's face as well.
Hold on, let me taste my titty.
Okay, taste your titty.
Yes, all right. No gay stuff.
It is Café Bustelo. You're right.
So what inspired you to make this Cronut?
In 2013, I was by my lonesome in my house in Moulin Rouge. And I said, how can I do something better than the black and white cookie? And I decided to come out with the Cronut.
Wow.
And then some fucking place called the Donut Bar.
What did you say? What did you say about the Donut Bar?
Music. We're all losing my fix. Done.
How do you feel about Donut Pub, Maddie?
I think it was good when I had it.
Yeah.
I like the Brooklyn one, Donut Plant.
What the fuck did you
just say?
What the fuck did you just say?
Donut Plant? Not Donut Plant. Dough. Dough
a
in
deer,
Brooklyn.
A female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Hey, me.
So listen, I just was checking. I was testing your musical improv skills. Very fucking good. Fire. Since you joined the cast of that show.
Sound of Music. Oh, Wildin' Out? Wildin' Out?
The Phantom of the Opera?
They don't know what Sound of Music is.
She said Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
The hills are alive. Is there like the Sound of Music? Is there Nazi shit going on Sound of Music? Because my son did yesterday, he did like a performance for.
Fuck it.
What?
I'm kidding.
What are you saying about my son?
I'm kidding, dude.
That's okay. We're at a donut pub.
What kind of performance?
He sang and played piano.
Really?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. Fucking kid. God bless.
Yeah.
God bless.
What song did he sing?
He sang
Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
It's Raining Men. No, dude. He sang, what is it called? El Pollo Loco Poco.
Ah, tiene pollo loco.
From
chiquitito, pollo loco. Beautiful. he looks just like the little kid.
He does. He was him for Halloween.
That's beautiful.
He was Coco for Halloween.
I feel like I'm at Mike's SNL audition today. So many different characters going on. Robin Williams.
It's always an SNL audition, but I'm too canceled.
You and me both.
I bring out the best in Mike Figg. Mike Figg on any other platform is annoying and unlike.
I don't think
I know,
so.
But he comes onto the Real Ass Podcast.
22,000 followers on TikTok. I'm doing all right.
We tap into something different.
Yeah, we
when
do.
You come to the Real Ass Podcast.
We're just hanging out. We're having a good time.
I don't care what people say about you.
It's fine. Thank you.
So yeah, he sang Upuki Puki Poco Poco.
Puki Puki Hawaiian now.
And then he played the Harry Potter theme on the piano.
Cool. That's pretty gangster. That's cool.
You guys have a piano at home?
We have like a pressurized keyboard thing. Yeah.
I got one of those too.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty fire.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he really likes it. He said he took a drum lesson yesterday. It was great. But there was a kid, one kid sang two songs from The Sound of Music, some little girl. And then he was like, oh, I want to see The Sound of Music. And then his mom said something about it being inappropriate. And I was like, what the fuck's that?
You would just have to explain like the Holocaust to him. Nazis.
That's his bedtime stories.
Okay, good.
A kid.
So he already knows.
Yeah. So, James, 600,000 Jews were killed.
James, my friend Gino Bisconti is going to read you a story.
Yeah. So
Sound of Music, I thought it was a nice musical about the girl, and she's on the hill, and the beautiful woman.
What are the Nazi themes? Can you pull up any sort of what is the inappropriate scene?
The girl, the guy is a... the dad is like a lieutenant in the good army or whatever, but then the daughter is dating a guy who ends up being a Nazi. She didn't know.
Oh, she's dating a Nazi.
So, yeah, she didn't know. The one she's saying 16 going on 17 with, he's a Nazi.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, did they
in
have
the
a
Nazi
song?
Army, sometimes the Nazis are like, I didn't know.
Yeah. But hold on, like in the movie, is he supposed to?
I had no idea.
Is he working for the guy?
I didn't know if he was a Nazi. We burned people. They looked just like us. Didn't know they were different paper.
It's a paycheck.
It's a paycheck. It's me defending myself for working at Compound. Yeah. Listen, I worked at Compound Media once. I'm sorry. I had no idea. Call me as a legend. And there is. Give me a show, Kermis.
What? Did the Nazi in The Sound of Music know that he was a Nazi? Like, or I shouldn't say that. That's not what I'm saying. Was in the movie, was he a bad guy? Mm.
They portrayed him as just like a romance. And then later she was like, oh my God, you're a Nazi. And he's like, I have to. Like, he's like, yo, no, I'm sorry. No, it's like my gang gang, you know?
Gang.
But Shannon could probably look up the whole. It's like
but
a
in a weird way,
movie.
She was sort of more attracted to him after she
found like,
him.
She's like, oh my God. Sure. Nice, nice guys finish last.
Pete Davidson. Yeah.
Yeah, pull up, please. I want to see some of these Nazi scenes in the sound
yeah,
of
she
music.
She was secretly
Shannon.
Hoping he was a Nazi the whole time.
Yeah.
So I just looked through a whole bunch of other common sense pages of kid reviews for the movie.
Right, please.
And they're saying like 2 years old, 3 years old, 5 years old. Like no one is putting.
Nobody cares. Nobody yeah. cares.
They're saying there's a little bit of violence in it, but
a little bit of Nazism.
Make your kids watch it.
But very little.
I mean, it was like a long time ago. It's pretty much folklore at this point.
It's back when Nazis were cool. I mean,
yeah.
It's like the Little Rascals.
They did. Can we say? That the Nazis dressed pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
we just point that out that they were fucking tight?
This is a Nazi inspired jacket right
yeah,
here.
Dude, you're literally yeah. dressed like a Nazi. Yeah. Right
I'm
now.
Very pro Nazi fashion wear.
Hell yeah. Wait, didn't they have a, wasn't it like Ferragamo or it was like a famous designer that did the
everything.
Nazis?
All the fucking dope ass cars are yeah. made by Nazis, here's like Audi scene. And Mercedes Benz.
There's some Nazi stuff happening here.
Well, let's see. Oh, this is in the Sound of Music.
I hit him.
Oh. Whoa. What?
Wait, this is on Turner Classic.
What? Oh, wow. Again, he's Heil Hitler. Twice he's Heil Hitler. Okay, I can't Heil Hitler regularly on the Real Ass Podcast, but they can Heil Hitler in the fucking Sound of Music.
Is this Paramount Plus?
What the fuck is going on right now? Presented by Compound Media.
Hilarious.
The only one in the neighborhood not flying the flag of the Third Reich.
So they're asking him why he's not.
That situation. He's like, you're dressed fresh. Why are you not a Nazi?
Nice hat, bro. Are you a Nazi?
What's going on here?
What kind of information are you looking for? We want to know when the captain will be returned. Well, he's on his honeymoon trip. He's not been in touch with us.
So who are these children? Are they tiny Jews? Are they going to kill them?
They're not tiny Jews at all. They're Austrian.
They're Austrian. So they're the good... They're...
Well, the guy over on the left is definitely a Nazi. The kid in the blue, he's ready to kill some Jews.
The kid on the far left jacket is ready for Nazism.
He is.
The kid on the far left is like, you know what? This is my calling.
I dedicate yeah. my life to Germany. I'm giving all for German power.
He's like, fuck
ready.
You, Dad.
Dude, that kid is ready. Dude,
and then there's a pilgrim. That one girl's.
I know her hat is awesome.
Yeah, what's that eye?
Yeah, these are all fucking. Yeah, I like it. I'm gonna watch the Sound of Music now with my kid. I didn't realize how fucking how cool it would be. What a cool movie.
Pretty sick movie.
Sick. All right, we should talk about a couple of things. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We save plugs. Maddie, this is how much I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain to you how much I like you.
Okay.
If somebody shows up late for my show
twice in a row.
I forgot.
Oh shit!
How much I like you. That I blocked it from my memory.
My bad.
I blocked it from my memory.
Twice.
That's the second time in a row that I showed up before the white chick.
Wow.
Listen, privilege.
Wow. But this is how much I like. Usually, if somebody shows up late to my show,
she hit a whoop.
If somebody shows up late to my show, I will say quickly, "Let's do the plugs." They don't get to plug their shit on my show today, but I waited for you.
I appreciate
because
that.
Because I like you.
I appreciate
okay?
that.
I like your energy. I like your vibe. You're a cool chick. And you shouldn't even be associating with this entire network.
Every time I come here,
anyway.
I'm like, what are you doing?
What did you
and
do?
And guess what? I have two more guest podcasts this week.
Oh, no.
I'm like, social suicide. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go.
Yeah. But let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's do that real quick. Maddie, what do you got to plug?
Okay, I wrote it down this week.
Hell yeah.
As I was running late. So, listen up, everyone. Maddie Smith, you know the name of the game. Hartford Funny Bone, one night only, December 29th. And then... For 2022, check me out. Check out my website, Maddie Smith Comedy, or follow me on Instagram, So Maddie Smith. I'll be in D.C., Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie, Zany Chicago in March, Grand Rapids in March as well, and TBA Atlanta in February. So check me out, motherfucker.
Maddie Smith. The great Maddie Smith. Sydney.
Man, that was very professional. I should have wrote her. Can I read that again?
Yeah, go ahead. You can tell them where I am again.
Yeah. January 7th and 8th, I'll be in Indiana. No, St. Louis. St. Louis at the Helium Comedy Club there. January 18th, check me out at Philly Helium. And then February 23rd, I'll be back at Philly Helium for Going to Hell with Brian Six and Ryan Shaner and the You Fucked It crew.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Figs.
Fuck yeah. Madison Square Garden, me and Sebastian Maniscalco next month.
Check it out. September 3rd, Skankfest Vegas. Me, Louis J. Gomez, Shane Gillis, Rich Voss, Bellagio Hotel, August 15th. Follow me on TikTok, Comic Mike Figs.
I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. Next weekend, I will be in Toronto, December 17th and 18th. Next weekend, this weekend, what am I talking about? This is Toronto for the Dark Comedy Festival with the great Zach Amico. A bunch of other comics will be up there as well. So come out to the Royal Theater for those shows, Live Depraved, Live Real Ass Podcast, and more. Then the January 13th through 15th, Lexington, Kentucky, Comedy Off Broadway. Then the Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut, January 21st, 22nd. Lots more dates coming up as well. I know my website has not been updated. I'm going to freak out on my agent today because it was supposed to happen, but lots of other dates coming up, including Boston, San Francisco, San Diego, and more. So go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets. If you guys love this show, you can support the show directly. Subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I tried to teach Big J how to play Fortnite the other night, so that's up on the stream now, but I'm going to be doing a lot more Twitch streaming, so make sure you follow my Twitch and subscribe there as well. And what else, Shannon?
Podcastmerch.com.
Yeah. Grab some fucking podcast merch. Subscribe to the thing is ding. Check out all the other shows on the network. What?
We just had Jason Ellis on that talked about his match with you and the upcoming.
Got a ride on him, Jason.
You're a fucking traitor, you're saying.
I never said that.
You're
never
a traitor.
Took sides.
Nope. You're a fucking traitor.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I was just finding out information for you to use.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you think is the biggest piece of information that I can take away?
Who has the biggest piece? Jason Ellis.
It's ridiculous. And I mean this, and I'm not even exaggerating. Jason Ellis has 10 times the dick that I have.
Dude, I fight him too.
I'm not even exaggerating. 10 times. If what I saw, if that was unhard, if that was completely just an unhard dick, he did Skankfest Naked Roast, he judged it, and it hung down to his kneecap. I mean, I would say maybe 30 times the dick that I have. Maybe literally 30 times the size of my penis. My dick is that big when it's not hard. It's a little pecker.
Yeah,
it's a little shitty pecker. And it just sits there. And it's like it's sitting on my body. Not even tightly secured. You'd be like, that's not secure. That's going to fall right off his body.
Yeah, it's like a skin tag.
Yeah, dude.
I agree. Skin tag. When I sit down, it goes inside my body.
No.
My penis is inside
me. I penetrate myself.
I am penetrating myself.
I penetrate myself every time I take a seat. Jason's Ellis dick was, I mean, it was
out and about. And
it was wild.
Yeah.
Shannon, did you see it?
Did not see it, no.
Wouldn't you rather have like a little thing when it's soft? You don't want a big thing.
Mobility issues,
but there
is never a time when I want a little thing.
Parkour.
Yeah, nobody wants
when
a little
it's soft, though.
Nope. Parkour. No. When it's soft, I want it to. Do you know how cool it is to like be in the locker room and just pull out your huge soft dick?
Yeah.
Like a huge soft dick would rule.
Yeah. I could never wear gray sweatpants.
Because the only people who are seeing it hard are like women you're fucking or chicks you're sending dick pics to. Every other time in life, your dick is supposed to be soft.
Right.
So I would almost rather a big soft dick than a big hard dick. Because my dick hard, it's fine.
But you're a creep if you just have a hard dick all day.
Yeah, my dick hard is like, I've had a couple complaints that it's not big enough, but not that many complaints.
Sheba Mason.
Sorry about that.
I've had sex with a wild amount of women. So the fact that I've gotten a couple bitches after fuck you with your little dick. I mean, I think they would say that to almost anybody.
Yeah, they're just lashing out.
Yeah, they are, honestly.
After the way I treated them,
after I hit them.
Sure. That's all they said.
Yeah, I burned them a coffee. I fucking burned them a coffee at one point. I get it. I get a little dick comment.
Yeah, but your soft dick is where you want it to be impressive.
Dude, when I'm in the locker room and I see a dude taking his pants off, I root for a big dick.
Yeah.
I want to hear it smack his thigh when he takes his pants off.
You want the pap cock.
Hell yeah.
Pap.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you pull your pants down, it'll make a... It'll slap against your thigh.
I wish I had.
Mine doesn't.
I've been disappointed in locker rooms.
Mine sounds like, do you remember when, do you remember in Cinderella when the fairy godmother pulls out her wand?
Yes.
The sound that it makes? That's what my dick sounds like. Like, I have to say bippity boppity boo when I pull my dick out. Like, bippity boppity boo.
Like the sparkle sound?
Yeah, like,
okay. Yes.
That, it's not a fucking thick, meaty slap.
Right. Like
Sydney pulls out his dick. I bet it's like he just bought a fucking, like, 2 pounds of fucking ground beef and slapped it onto the table, you know, at the butcher shop.
I'm not going to lie. I have a decent soft hang, but you'd expect it would get bigger.
Yeah.
Is that real, though? Is it real that you know, that your dick doesn't multiply? Like, a guy can have an 8-inch soft cock, and it just becomes an 8.5-inch hard cock. That's real.
Yeah, or like a 7-inch soft hard cock.
Oh, no.
Wait, it like goes down. You lose.
It gets real wide. You get real wide.
It shrinks. Wait, it just gets hard. It gets hard and shrinks.
Yeah. An air mattress cock? It just gets wide.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because, the
fuck are we doing? The fuck
are we doing? Oh, did you hear
that?
That
was the sound right there. Play it again. That's what it sounds like.
Is it a D chord?
This is Lewis taking the piss.
A soft E.
Put it away.
That's it. When I pull my dick out, that's the sound.
There's Natalie.
It's a hard
trouble fell in love.
Thank you, Shannon. Finally, you did something.
I haven't seen a lot of dicks that are big, soft. I've seen a lot of little tiny soft dicks.
Yes. I've seen a lot of soft big dicks because typically if you're seeing a guy's, for me, if I'm seeing a man's cock, it's because we're in the gym and he's going, oh, no, my dick's big enough to whip it out amongst men.
Yeah. Right.
Amongst fucking testosterone, amongst like just fucking, the gym environment's like a real gym. Mm-hmm. It is like, dude, we're fucking men, dude. Here's my cock. Where's your cock? Yeah. What's up, dude? Yeah. Let's go.
He's like, listen, I'll keep us safe.
Yeah.
When I take my undies off, I have the towel wrapped around. And then
I draw my underwear. Then also my ass sucks, so I don't want them to see my ass. So I'm sort of like sideways in a corner in the corner of the locker room. Just
your
if you
ass
see
sucks?
A man, like, my ass sucks.
I have a great ass.
Cellulite.
I have a great ass. My ass is pretty sexy.
I'm sure your ass is phenomenal. Dude,
take it out.
I cover my dick. If I'm walking around the locker room naked, I have my hand on my dick. Mm-hmm. It's like, what am I covering? They know I'm not covering a huge dick. They're not going like, oh, look at this guy. He's really modest about his huge cock.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings here.
That's hidden under just his three fingers. It's a goddamn nightmare.
I just push mine in. Like a button. I just have one finger on it.
I won't pull my dick out in the locker room unless there are other people with, like, if there's a bigger dick than mine, then I'll pull it out.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to. I'm not like, unless
with
it's,
great power
unless
comes too, great responsibility.
Unless it's too much bigger. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a threshold, but yeah, I'm not trying to be that guy.
I mean, even if I just had like a fucking, it's just not good. And that's the point. Jason Ellis, it was retarded.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy what was going on in between his legs. It was absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Do you guys get hard when you work out? Like, I heard one time that if you're having a real good workout, you get hard.
The fuck is your problem, dude?
Like, when I used to play football,
the fuck is your
when
problem,
I used to play football, they like, if you have a really
that's
good workout.
That's because you were tackling dudes.
The sexiest thing you could possibly do?
Yeah, I got a confession.
You would get hard when you work out.
You got hard?
No, never. I get nervous. When I play basketball with strangers, my cock goes inside. Like, I get scared. But I heard that if you have a really good workout, your dick is hard. That's false.
There's sometimes when I'm grappling with people, they get hard. And man, there's just some dudes I just feel bad for, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they get hard when you're grappling?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No. I mean, the friction. So here's my guess. Like, I've only.
That
like,
is a. And I mean this. And that's not. It's no problem. That is a gay.
Wrestler.
Yeah, but I've
dude.
I've noticed
it's a gay dude.
I've noticed
he's getting his dick
gay
hard.
Gay Taekwondo.
They're not the biggest. They're on the smaller side.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, so I don't know how those ones.
Little
work.
Nugget.
You know what I mean? I don't know the sensitivity.
I don't know how those tiny fucking chodes were.
Not the hard. Not a tiny hard one.
I've never felt a hard dick while I'm grappling. That would actually. I would start biting him. I would start like
nibbling his ear.
I would see
yeah, let's get out of here.
I imagine everybody wrestling will get hard. It's pretty gay already.
No, dude, that is crazy. If somebody got an erection while grappling, I would feel that would be probably the closest I could feel to being actually sexually assaulted. That would feel very.
It feels that way.
That would feel very like, dude, I did not ask for your boner. You're giving me your boner.
I would like to say that sexual assault feels way worse than someone getting a boner.
Whatever.
I just want to jump in here.
Yeah. Have you ever done jiu-jitsu with a man when he got a boner? Exactly.
No, but I have been sexually assaulted. So.
But you don't have anything
all right,
to
guys,
compare
let's
it
hey.
To.
Let's go back to black and white cookies.
Hey, heavy.
But you don't
11:30 a.m. What's up, guys?
I have a question.
Listen, I went to college upstate.
Yeah, Maddie, take a jujitsu class before you make that assessment.
Okay. My bad, guys.
Sorry.
Be worldly,
you
okay?
WWF.
Sorry.
Wait, way to be ignorant, Maddie.
I know. God.
Also, can we applaud Maddie for being cool about being sexually assaulted?
Yeah,
pretty
listen,
awesome,
I
Maddie.
Never,
pretty badass,
I never
dude.
Accused anyone. I said, you know what? You got a character flaw. Noted.
Now you got a gun. You're hanging out with Nick Cannon. Fuck that.
Maddie Smith, real ass dude of the week for just taking sexual assault and
fuck yeah.
Like whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
It was a day at the jiu-jitsu studio for her.
Just another day on the mat. Just another day in the dojo.
Still waiting for that t-shirt, Shannon.
Just another day in the dojo. That's how women should describe
Cobra
life.
Cobra Kai?
They should.
Because honestly, dude, men are just Cobra Kai, and women, men in life, are just walking around, there is no fear in this dojo.
Strike first! Throw coffee!
And yeah, women are like
Karate Kid, just like stay, just like stand.
Well, I was like, wax the floor.
Oh, no. Miyagi-Do are women. Miyagi-Do.
Oh, my God. Shit, women are fucking
in danger at all times. It's crazy. It's hilarious.
Fuck, that's really funny. Yeah, that is crazy dude, to have a man get an erection during.
You want a drink, Maddie? Yeah.
No, I'm good. Are you guys uncomfortable? That I don't care.
No. Okay, cool. I'm just using.
I mean,
I
you laughed for 5 minutes, so I don't think you are.
No, yeah. I'm just trying to get another
made
drink.
Me, you made
just...
me laugh so hard, I'm sweating now.
Nice. Yeah, you got a small about... boner.
Let me feel it. Come grapple with me. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I fucking dude. The idea that men just walk around like they're Cobra Kai, that is the fucking funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah. We're just the bad guys in an 80s karate movie.
Yeah, and then we become good.
Like
guys.
In life. That's who
after
we are.
We
I know,
go to
it's
jail,
awesome.
We become good. And
really?
We have a show on Netflix.
Rehabilitation.
Literally.
That's all that matters.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
You lost a lot of weight. Yeah. Did you notice something different in your pecker?
My
you,
dick?
Yeah.
Definitely,
now
right?
You can see how small it is.
No, it's got to be a lot bigger. It's got to be more presentable. What's up, Bobby? It's got to be a little more percentable.
No, not enough. It's not noticeable enough.
You have to go from like fucking
massive.
I think
that's
mine
the,
is
that's the
bigger.
One thing I'm happy about my penis is like it goes with my naked body.
Gotcha.
Like I'm pretty fit. And it's like, okay, that makes sense.
All right, Sid, go fuck yourself. He's
yeah,
like, dude.
I'm jacked as fuck.
My huge dick goes with
my
awesome abs.
Perfect.
My dick is extra decent. I don't know what to tell you, man.
It does help when it's in proportion. Like if you fuck a tall dude and it's like regular, but it's like not isn't proportionate, you're like, yo, you have a tiny dick.
Yeah.
Even if it's, you know.
I don't like Maddie talking about dicks. I don't know why. It's bothering me.
Okay.
You're
sorry.
Like,
oh,
you're a nice girl. you're a nice girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like this whole whatever whore angle is happening right now. You're not.
I am recently single, so that's why.
You're recently
why.
Single, right, when, so she's out there.
You know when you go through a breakup and you're like, I need 10 cocks in my ass. No?
Whoa.
Okay, fuck.
Okay.
And we're back.
Back to the dojo.
No one.
I need that tequila now. Yeah. 10 cocks in the ass. That's
I
the name of the episode.
A hoe. I turn into a hoe. Right
good,
after
you
a
should
breakup.
Be.
So did you turn into a hoe right after the breakup?
Yeah, we've been broken up for like 6 weeks. And
oh,
I've been
so, and you're hoping
slammed.
He hears us now.
How is his?
Yeah, right.
How is his cock? Tell everybody now.
I've been slammed.
I've been
it's
slammed.
Like 6 p.m. at the McDonald's drive thru over here. It is fucking never ending.
Never. So much cum. But
man.
Yeah, I don't know why, because I really like Maddie. Maddie's awesome, but you're a nice girl. I don't see you as being like we're just pieces of shit. You know, please.
It also feels like nice what girl. She's saying is definitely the truth because she's.
I know,
a nice girl.
I know it's the truth, and it's.
Yeah,
I don't know
it
why it's bothered me
yeah,
a little.
It's like
bit.
It's a little uncomfortable. It's like
well, some girls in here they act like real whores in that chair. I'm like, yeah, go for it.
Right.
Karen Feehan, but not Maddie. Go for it.
Karen's like, a cock is a cock. I don't care. I'll take it.
All right, I'll settle down.
Slow it
down.
The fuck down.
My
that's
bad.
Too much. All right, real quick, guys, we must thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is an online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. I'm going to run really quickly to my auto body shop guy, Vinny, in Jersey, who works on my car all the time, and he exclusively uses rockauto.com.
Rock Auto all the time. You know, sometimes you don't have the right rackets yet you need to fix your spark plugs. Rockauto.com.
Why do you go to rockauto.com instead of your average everyday auto body shop?
You know, because sometimes you're lazy and you can't trust those guys. So at rockauto.com, when you put in the promo code...
There is no promo code, actually, because the price is already so good that they don't need a promo code, Vinny.
That's why I use it. RockAuto.com.
RockAuto.com. Look, whether you're a car guy, if you're not a car guy, if you're somebody who goes to a friend to get your car fixed, guess what? You don't have to go to a shop where they're going to charge you prices, where they're trying to mark things up and make a profit, make commissions. Fuck that. RockAuto.com has the best prices possible. So go there right now. RockAuto.com. Okay, where were we? All right, let's talk about this. Let's play another episode of Does It Live or Does It Die? This is an interesting one.
Hold on, sorry.
It's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of Does It Live or Does It Die?
Die. Does it die?
Does it die or does it die?
All right, this was a Facebook Live video. A guy... essentially admits to murdering his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend now. And, yeah, he takes it from there. He describes it. Very interesting. Good.
We'll be doing this, but I gotta make it quick. For everybody out there that supported me and really knows what's going on, thank you all.
Tenable burst.
I'm going through a custody battle. I've been going through having my... ex-wife, say I molested my children and all kinds of craziness. Been fighting for custody for 3 years. So, you know, shit has been real crazy. What's up, Oliver? You know about this.
He's got one follow, one viewer right now.
Yo, Oliver, what's good? What up, Oliver? Yo, what up, good? What up, good? Thanks for the support.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. He's got one view.
Yeah, Ollie get it. Ollie get it.
Shout out to Ollie real one time. Good.
Also, meet, you know, start dating somebody new, and she got pregnant, and, you know, we got in a fight. First thing she does is threatening that she's going to do the same thing. You're never going to see your kids, blah, blah, blah. It's the holidays, man. I don't have no family, nothing. Anyway, I just did something crazy, man. I just shot my ex-girlfriend in the head, yo.
Pause it.
No way. So, this can't be real.
He should just kill himself.
This can't
be. No, he goes, like, listen, the video gets even darker.
I'm ready.
So he said, I just shot my ex in the head because she threatened to do the same thing that my ex did, which is keep my kids away from me. I mean, we're going to you'll see. We're going to finish the game, obviously. But yeah. Am I crazy to feel bad for this guy? Am I crazy? It's not that.
I mean, yes.
No. I don't, like, I obviously feel bad for the murdered ex-girlfriend and the baby that was inside of her. But this guy has been pushed to the point of no return. He is fucking, like, he's having his kids threatened to be taken away from him. He has no family. You could tell he's truly fucked up and broken. And I just feel a certain amount of empathy for a guy who's lost his fucking mind that much. Am I really crazy?
I guarantee you each of the chicks he's talking about, they both have like lips of their ex-boyfriends tattooed on their necks.
No. These are bitches women that are trying to take your kids away from you in general and that they use that over your head.
Yeah.
He goes after fucking crazy bitches, obviously. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's a part of the problem. But I'm saying maybe I'm saying this wrong. I just know... Like, if somebody tried to take my fucking kid away from me, that what it would drive me to. Mm-hmm. Like, the fucking point... Now, I'm not saying that I would murder my ex, but I would probably do some crazy shit.
But they wouldn't be able to take away your kids. I'm talking about you specifically. They wouldn't be able to take away your kids because you're a normal guy. You're not a fucking mental
but
patient.
What if you're not a killer.
If he got his kids taken away,
wait a second.
It's because something's wrong with him.
I'm pretty sure any lawyer could get Lewis's kids taken. Any lawyer. Yeah. Yeah. Show the clip of him applauding Maggie's sexual assault.
I just started the show by hiring Hitler.
They would just pull up this whole episode. It's like,
for sure.
In the courtroom.
For sure. They're taking my kids too.
But that's the thing. It's actually not that hard to get a guy's kids taken away from him. He said that she lied and said that. Now, let's just say you believe him, right? Like, let's just say that she lied and said he molested his kids. You don't feel fucking bad that this guy has been driven to the point where he had to murder his ex because...
I mean, if he's innocent and he's just down and out and this is his last, like, hey, man, my life
He's
going to
kill
sucks.
Himself and he's like, fuck this, bitch, she's coming with me.
This shit. Yeah, I mean, no, yeah. The, I need more details, but
the
yeah.
idea
yeah,
that he context. Expected yeah. anything more from the types of chicks that I know he's dating,
yeah,
he's a fucking retard.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
It felt like a dream. Like, I never thought I would be that guy.
That guy.
I can't go to prison, so the person that really started my depression...
He has a little dick.
All of this is my ex-wife. So she next, and then I'm going to do myself too, but I just wanted to say this to people. Don't play with people's emotions, man. Don't lie on these men. Oh, here's my ex-wife right here.
Holy shit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Holy shit.
Today's the day.
Today's what? The day, he said.
You got
Wait, did he
me.
Shoot her?
So, right. this is the game. Does it live or does it die? The ex-wife.
Hmm.
Look, I got shot. Jeez. Sorry.
I'm going to...
He didn't shoot her already?
No, this is
no,
the
so
first
so there was
ex-wife.
The first ex he shot her in the head, the one that was pregnant, saying that she's going to do what his oh, wow. ex-wife did, which is take his kids away.
Wow.
I mean, hood chicks are pretty resilient. That first chick probably lived that he shot in the head.
She pushed the bullet like Wolverine.
She's like on her cell phone, on her crack cell phone right now. She's playing
Candy Crush. Yeah.
So the new wife, does she live or does she die? Do we think that he ends up killing her or do we think that she lives?
I think she lives. Otherwise, I would have heard about it, right? I feel like this is like a news article you would have heard about.
Maybe. When did this happen, Shannon?
Hold on, sorry.
That was a classic liberal response.
Read this article came out December 12th.
If I didn't know about it.
So,
this article came out yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't very, in the Daily. Recent.
Right.
Sid, what do you think?
I think that bitch lived. They're hard to kill. Lives.
Women are hard to kill.
Hood chicks are hard to kill.
Hood chicks
are hard to kill. They're hard to kill. My sister has been through a lot.
What do you think, Figs?
If this is real, I think he fucking shot her right there. If you're telling me this is dark, this is crazy, he killed the first one, I think he whacks her and then he kills himself. And this is some really gruesome, dark shit.
He's too confident for the second time around. Like, he already did it. He's like, he's got too much, like, swag. Oh, is the today the day? Yeah, he's too confident. He's flying too close
oh,
to
what
the
up,
sun.
Oliver? Thanks, yeah. for, the, thanks for the thumbs up.
Thank you,
appreciate
Ollie.
It.
Yeah. Ollie, I'm about to get it, Ollie. I'm going to get it, Ollie.
Yeah.
Smash that like button.
And that's when you
Anthony.
Choke. That's when you choke.
Yeah.
Thompson,
right?
Thank
when you,
brother.
Start making mistakes.
Yeah, Shannon, what happened? I know what happened, but you could tell him.
He shot his ex-wife and then shot himself.
Yeah.
Whoa, he killed himself.
He killed himself and killed both wives.
Well, it takes care of, you know, the legal issues.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy has issues.
No, this guy's fucked up.
Or you think
also,
they pushed him to
just,
the brink.
Go ahead.
It says the couple's two children were found unhurt in his gray BMW outside the woman's apartment building. So I don't know if they saw it, but they were there.
Oh, my God.
He just said, fuck, I'm taking everyone with me.
That sucks.
He's not giving the kids the trauma. Kids.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
terrible. That's fucking terrible. I mean, look, here's the thing. He's a piece of shit because, you know, you're leaving your kids without parents. That's fucking wild. That's crazy. But I'm saying what I feel bad for is the point. At the end of the day, if I take it for face value, a guy's being driven to the point where he wants to kill himself and he hates his exes so bad. But because the looming threat of losing his children, I don't know, there's something about that as a father that just kind of breaks my heart. The whole situation is that everybody, like I said, I'm not taking the guy's side. I'm just saying as a father, that makes me go like, holy shit, dude, that whole fucking story is absolutely awful.
Yeah, but they didn't take the kids away. She said she's trying to take the kids. She said she's going to try to take my kids. The kids were in the BMW. He was with his kids.
You got your kids now.
He's also
going
to BMW.
Yeah.
He's doing not that bad.
That was a townhouse. I don't know if you saw
that.
That
was
a fucking townhouse.
That was. I am
these might be white bitches, by the way.
That's all.
Hold on. These are white bitches.
It changes everything.
Yeah. It makes him a monster. Yeah. I was imagining a lot of black on black crime. I got to be honest with you. But now that I'm thinking about it.
You were imagining a styrofoam box with like right here.
I'm a little envious of him though that he lived the fucking dream.
He lived the dream.
He killed two bitches and just went out.
Yeah.
Dude, killed two white bitches.
He's like, yeah, the dream.
That's honestly,
like,
yeah.
That is the dream. That's the Viking death.
It's like a make-a-wish. Yeah. Do one thing.
Yeah.
I just want to kill two white bitches before I go.
All right. Legally, we have to oblige.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's crazy.
This isn't on the world news, but I almost feel like maybe we should put this on world news. Fuck it. Let's go to world news with Mike Vick.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's go.
World news with Mike Figs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Italy, where an Italian bishop is forced to apologize after telling children that Santa Claus is not real. So we're here in Italy with
Giuseppe.
Joey Googliani.
Googliani.
That's
what
his
is
name.
That, a search engine?
Hey.
Hello. Well, hello. It's me, Googliani.
What the hell is this?
Hello?
It should be Italian.
Yeah, what
hey,
was
what's
that?
Going on? How are you doing in Italy?
It's an Italian bishop.
Hey, how you doing, Italian bishop? You know, make sure you fucking...
That's New York Italian.
No,
Harry, shut
here.
Up. Fuck
what
you.
Is going
Who
on
the
here?
Fuck are you?
All
shut
right.
your mouth.
Are you going to shoot me in
shut
your mouth?
Shut your fucking mouth now.
All right, so what happened here? Joseph?
These fucking kids, they come up to me and ask you for too much shit. So get the fuck out of here, you know? I'm a well, fucking bishop over here. I'm like a priest, but I don't do anything.
But why,
nice.
Why
roasted.
Why did you tell these kids that there was no Santa? What was the issue?
Because they're on my fucking ass, these dirty fucking mutt kids.
Okay.
Asking for Tyco trucks and drones. The fuck out of here. Pay me, motherfucker. I need cash.
So that you feel like they didn't? You couldn't have just kept the spirit of Christmas alive for them and...
Yeah, I could have did it, but I didn't have a fucking father growing up, all right? There was no fucking Santa in Bentonsturse, where I'm from.
Bentonsturse.
Right? Bentonsturse.
All right, you fuck, you half a fucking bastard.
That is interesting.
Hold on, let me give you the real Italian bishop. I'm just kidding. I'm the altar boy. Hold on.
Please go.
Okay.
Hello, very sorry. Very sorry. Please
Much
apologize.
Better.
I apologize for my friend. I tell the kids that there's no Santa Claus because in Italy, some kids are poor and they don't get half prizes. So these little kids want a prize. And I tell you, no, you're not to get the prize.
All right, let's go to India. Let's go to India, where two cops were killed and 12 injured as militants opened fire near Srinagar.
Oh, no. No good. Today, no
Whoa,
good.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
No good.
You like saying that.
What? Srinagar.
Srinagar.
It's right next to Sri Lanka. Srinagar.
So
we
happened?
Have the mayor of Srinagar right here.
That does seem offensive to both Maddie and me at the same time.
Yeah, we're like,
time.
For
That's
different
weird.
Reasons.
That's weird.
The
Maddie,
the,
are you okay?
My bells are going off.
We have the mayor of Srinagar, Poopadong Dingadong.
Poopadong Navindador.
Poopadong Navindador. What happened here? There seems to be an uprising, and all of your cops are getting killed.
Today was a very bad day today. I tell people to do what you have to do. And guess what they do? What they're not supposed to do.
I like the music, by the way.
Put it a little louder. I need to feel it a little bit more. Shiny, thank you. I grew up in Pakistan.
Well, no, you're Indian.
I'm sorry. I grew up in India. And what happened again? I'm sorry.
We're bombing. Thank you.
All right.
Well, those are my friends, guys. All right, sweet. We did it.
Lauren Michaels just walked out.
I love that video with the kid. It's like, for Pakistan. They're like, what do you want to do? I'm going to destroy Pakistan. And she's like, grape. You never seen that video?
No.
So, speaking of India, Miss India.
That's
wins.
The first time World News missed.
Miss India wins the 70th Miss Universe title. Miss India.
Let's see her. Pull her up.
Let's
see. Brown white people.
Beautiful.
Let's see her. Jasmine Rice. Here we go.
Let's see. Can we get a fucking close up? I know she's probably
Bradley
ugly. Because, like, why do we keep on showing all these wide shots?
Why?
I think she's hot.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, can we get a close up of her?
Yeah.
Maybe pull up her Instagram. She have an OnlyFans. Maybe.
Put up Mia Khalifa. I think it's just a pop-up.
Yeah.
All right, here's one of her face. You
Let's
can
see
it.
Yeah, she's
she
pretty.
She got blue
Beautiful.
Contacts in.
She's pretty.
She has blue contacts in? Look at Shannon hating already.
No, it's
yeah.
This bitch. I feel those like
that's
not,
a weird choice.
Those
don't,
are not,
be those
jealous.
Are not her real eyes, Liz.
She would have just like a shitty Indian accent too, though, which is the problem.
Thank you so much for making me win. So happy to be here.
Yeah, she's very beautiful. She's very beautiful.
What was her talent?
Oh, you know what I'm happy about? Mm. I'm happy that these beauty pageants are still about beauty. I feel like we're a few years away from it just being fat, ugly people. And it's just being like that's what it's going to be.
Hannah Gadsby wins.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's going to be like just some, like, who's the transgendered bodybuilder? Like the one who was on the Australian team?
Yeah.
She's going to win Miss Universe at one point, and we got to all just sit here and accept it. So that's nice. Mikey. Who won last year?
I think it was like Ethiopia.
Blah, 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 something, yeah.
Oh, it was a black chick.
And
that's
you
right.
canceled. No, I'm kidding. I think it was Uganda. It was
something
African.
Yeah.
Beautiful queen.
No, something, yeah.
But the most
I like how informed you guys are about this. I'm too bogged down with Instagram sluts to even know what's going on.
outside of my phone.
There she goes.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
We need a fat one. We need a fat one. I'm tired of these skinny bitches.
Why don't we do a fat beauty pageant?
They probably exist, right?
Oh, my God. Sure they exist.
Shannon. Pull up that beauty pageant right now. Yes. I hope they exist. Dear God in heaven.
Alabama won again for the 15th time.
Or plus size.
There must be like, yeah. No, we got to call it up.
All right, here comes the apple pie contest. Who's going to win?
I'm not sure if this is going to be in English, but let's see what this is.
Let's see.
Austria? Oh, Paraguay.
Mm.
Is that Spanish? I think so. They're in Miami.
Spanish. Those are cars, Shannon.
Damn,
people.
What's good? Dang, that was a fupa. Damn, bitch, I love.
Right, it's not in English, but this is a South American.
Yeah, because it's run by Puerto Rican men, obviously.
I like the extra thick girls, you know.
South I didn't American know Paraguay was
plus size beauty.
Yeah, they eat a rappers and shit.
All right, can we see some of the contestants?
There she is.
Yeah, what's good, baby?
There she is.
All right, girl.
That's a fat girl with small titties.
Though. I know.
Yeah.
Shout those out, are small titties.
Not ideal.
Not idea.
Dude, oh, is her name
wow,
really?
Wow, that girl's huge.
Dude, is her name Miss Gordita? No way.
Yes, that's what it said, yes.
That's fucking hilarious.
And up next, we have Miss Crunchwrap Supreme.
Miss Southwestern Egg Rolls.
She's cute, though. She's got pretty eyes. She's a
no,
pretty
I've
that's how you know she's big. She's got pretty eyes.
I've had sex with way hotter fat chicks.
Nice eyebrows, nice cheeks. Just everything except for the...
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find all of the contestants. This is just about this.
Like, I started dipping Oreos early in milk. I'm sorry.
Whole milk.
Whole milk.
Only.
In half and half.
I'm surprised they don't have one in the U.S., like a plus size.
I'm
yeah,
sure
that shit would be
they
crazy.
Must.
Yeah. We should do it. Every day is a fat patch.
Remember that?
US.
What was that
yeah
movie back in
nice
the day? It was called Dog Fight. Do you remember that movie?
No.
Dog Fight.
It was with River Phoenix. And River Phoenix was, like, in the military. It was supposed to be, like, during World War II or something, or maybe a different war, whatever it was. Whatever war it was. And they'd go to, like, whatever town they were based in, and they'd have a party called the Dog Fight. And the whole point of the party was to bring the ugliest date to the party. So it's such a fucked up scene. It, like, makes me feel bad, the movie. Like, there's a scene, like, because River Phoenix is, like, you know, a beautiful man, and he meets this big-headed mm-hmm bitch. And he's like, would you like to come to this party with me? And she, perfect, dude, it's so, she's so excited. Yeah. She's so happy that this yeah guy would ask her out. She like goes up to her mom and her mom's excited. And it's just like, it's heartbreaking. You're watching it. It's like, oh my God, dude. And then she realizes that she's at the party because some other bitch is in the bathroom. She got no teeth. All these ugly bitches are around her. And she's like, what's going
what
on?
What are you here for? What are you here for? Oh, you're fat. I have no teeth. Okay, cool.
So the point,
there's an actual dog. Someone brought an actual dog.
Yeah.
The point is, we should all hold a dog fight. That would be fun.
That'd I'll just
fun
bring the hottest chick I could find. Like, this is the worst I could do, guys.
Hilarious.
Here we go. All right.
This is from one of Britain's plus-size beauty pageants.
That's fun.
There we go.
That's fun.
Two-piece. Nice.
There are a
they
bunch
got some
of them.
Knees, kneecaps. All
right. There's another group.
I got no problem with big
British
chicks.
All right. Fatty.
Hello. All right.
All right. We've got our national fatties here. We've got four fatties. Prime fatties.
Weighing in at 83
weighing
stone.
37 kilotons. Whatever the fuck they is.
Kilotons.
Samantha weighing 84 kilotons. Then next to her we have Bridget. She weighs an astonishing 140 Hogwarts chocolate frogs.
Hogwarts chocolate frogs.
Then we have Hermione Hufflepuff. She's had a lot of puffs, if you know what I mean, because she's a fat, fat, fat. Coming up next, we have our national porridge contest. We're all losing my kids.
You tell me figs isn't funny.
I'm great.
You can tell me figs isn't funny.
We're having a good time. Maddie's no,
gonna okay, fine. Figs isn't funny. I'll
wait,
say
but
it.
I don't need the recognition. I don't know why he needs.
Wow. That's cool.
Fatties.
Yeah, I like it.
All beautiful though. Hot chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're all pretty hot.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm 41 now. They're all hot. Everybody's hot.
Yeah, I just love.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I just love what I love, and, yeah. I love women. And I'm happy.
You know what it is? I like a fat chick. I don't like a confident fat chick. So
I like anybody who's confident.
I like a. I
isn't
like,
that what you guys want? Confident people?
No.
So what do you
not in a
want
woman?
You don't want a confident fat chick?
No.
No.
No, I want.
That's what everyone tells us to be. Be confident. Men love confidence.
No, those are dickheads. No, no. You, we want. I mean, I think most guys want.
Like, no, like professional tennis players love confidence in a woman. Like, you have to be of such a high caliber in life to want a confident woman.
Right.
If you want a dude? No, I want a. I want a girl who thinks of herself as a piece of shit. I think of myself as a piece of shit. Together, we're pieces of shit, and we need to fucking feel that way. Some confident fucking bitch who's like. It's like, I'm worth what I'm worth. I know what I'm worth. Like,
all right, shut up.
Yeah, when, if a bitch is ever talking about what she's worth, she ain't worth shit. Fact. Fact.
Facts. What about facts. That?
Sydney's coming in.
Yeah, that's like fake confidence. Though. That's like a chick trying to convince herself she's confident.
Like the kind who posts motivational quotes on Instagram. God,
please, right? I hate this. Right? It's the worst. Yeah. It's Instagram. Put a picture. Stop putting up words.
Yeah, put your ass.
Put your ass. Yeah.
For real. Just like,
put your feet up there. I want to see your toes. That's it. I don't care about fucking Motivational Tuesday.
Or you know what it is? It's like, you want them to like hold the, you don't want like just a fucking, a doormat. You know, you want somebody who kind of holds themselves with a certain amount of, but they can't be confident. It's almost like, it's going to sound mean. If a fat chick is confident about the way she looks, then it's a problem. But if she's like confident about her reading abilities or like if she could crochet nice shit, like she's like, look at the things I do. This is like, I have no problem with her having some confidence in areas of life. But if she's like, bitch, I'm fierce. Look at me.
It's called a drag queen.
You want her Louis, confident,
she's talking about
but without self-esteem.
I hate drag queens. This is what you're not off. I don't hate drag queens. I hate women who act like drag queens.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
it. It's fat chicks that have like gay guy confidence.
Give me some tea. What's the shade, huh? I want to know the tea you're on the shade.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Maddie? You know
I
what
do,
I'm saying.
I do, but I'm like, you do you. I prefer being skinny.
Maddie, you understand what I'm saying? Like about
here's a black and white cookie, bitch.
A fierce.
You can have the rest of mine. Have
about
my cronut,
some
bitch.
Fucking fierce. Fat bitch who's wearing like a lot of hot pink. You're like, stop it.
Yeah. I don't like any fierce people though, to be fair.
No, you're right.
That
like
too.
The whole demographic of fierce people.
Actually, I used to have a joke in my act about that. It was like, I don't hate flamboyantly gay guys. I hate anybody who would act flamboyant. Like, if anybody's like, yeah, girl, like if that was just a chick, I'm like, get out of my face. I hate you.
Dude,
yeah.
So I don't want to burn my own fucking joke, but it's against God. Like, the Bible says.
Uh-oh, here we go.
The Bible says,
right.
Listen, hear me out, hear me out. Hear me out.
Son,
watch.
Maddie, talk about assault next.
Because the Bible is against gayness, not homosexuality.
Yeah,
Maddie, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it.
Can we make it a little less weird?
Yeah, seriously.
Maddie, please go
So it was a dark night in 2008. I was blackout. I wake up. His dick's in me.
I'll do the Italian priest again, so we're all bombing now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on, Sydney.
Yeah. You gotta hear me out.
I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Raise him.
I got meat, beans, potatoes.
Right? The Bible says a man shouldn't lay with a man like he lays with a woman, right? It doesn't say don't fucking 69 with your buddies. But fuck your buddies, but don't act like a bitch about it. That's all it's saying.
Right? So don't lay with another man as if it was a woman. Know that it's a dude.
Notice
accept
a dude,
it.
And turn his ass out. And that's what I'm saying. Like you can fucking 69 with your buddies, but you can't be like, my jaw hurts. Why haven't you come yet? Like, that's fucking gay.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I don't know what the... What?
homosexuality makes perfect sense.
This is
if
like
you have to come.
This is some high concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, you know...
That's oh boy, Jesus. All right, Louis, whatever you say. You got a fresh alcohol. Bobby, can I get a little tequila period?
I do have a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm on board. Tell me anything. I'm on your team. I am getting through hypothermia right now. This nipple is so hard.
Okay, really quickly, guys, we must thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is an incredible online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. I'll tell you right now, you don't have to go to the doctor and have a weird conversation. In fact, let's really quickly go to my doctor, who I haven't seen in months because I go to the online physician that Blue Chew that gives me. I don't even need this guy anymore. Hey, Dr.
Steinberg, hello.
Dr. Steinberg.
Hi, Louis. It's been such a long time. Happy to see you.
It's been a long time. I don't really need you.
I know. I mean, why not? You can come to me. I can help you with stuff.
No,
I can,
no,
we can
no,
talk.
No. I don't
want
to have a weird conversation about my dick. I want that to be done all online in the discretion of my own home, the privacy of my own home. I don't need you're a nice guy and all, but you don't need to be involved in my sex life.
Gomez, how's your schmeckle? Let me see it.
No, that's okay, doctor. This is exactly the conversation you don't want to have. Go to BlueChew.com. Get it done online. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. In fact, let's go to my pharmacist, Amanda Lee. Chinese. Amanda Lee, I haven't seen you in a hot minute. I haven't had to come here.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. I kind of miss you. Why haven't you been here?
All right, so anyway, look, all you got to do is go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code RAP. You're going to get your first month for free. It gets your dick hard. It acts fast. It gets into your system faster than pills because they're chewable pills that get into your system much faster. Once again, we're also going to give you your first month for free. Just go to BlueChew.com. You get your first month for free just by using the promo code RAP. Just pay $5 shipping, and it will come to your door in discreet packaging.
First month free?
First month free.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Free dick pills for you. Get a hard-on on the Real Ass Podcast. Use that promo code RAP. Go to Blue Chew right now. Okay, let's get back into it. All right, let's talk about
let's move on.
No, I like this. Let's talk more about Sydney's belief in God and your sexual assault.
This is too much gay talk for you.
It's not enough.
I don't want to fuck dudes, but I'm just saying, if you want to fuck dudes, that's how you like to come, but just don't wear heels and shit. That's all I'm saying.
So apparently there's a lot of tornadoes.
And Sydney's canceled.
You've been canceled. Yeah. I'm canceled.
Apparently there was a bunch of tornadoes this past weekend.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes, in Kentucky.
Well, how about you not downplay the other five states that were affected,
Maddie?
Listen. Okay?
Listen, I'm in my liberal bubble.
I get it.
You hear what I heard.
You know, how about you have a little bit of fucking empathy for the other people in the other five states?
Okay, so go ahead.
If it happened in those other five states, Maddie would have heard about it.
Yeah, I would have. Just like that guy who killed himself on Facebook Live.
Well, give me some details here, Shannon. And do we have any video footage of said tornadoes? That would be fun.
I have before and after pictures.
How is there not video of tornadoes? If I saw a tornado, I will pull out my camera immediately.
Well, people are dying.
People are dying. But okay, do we have any? Do they any found footage like from the cloud of somebody being picked up in the tornado?
This should be footage of Battlefield, a new Battlefield game, just a tornado.
Yeah.
I mean, did somebody like lose a cell phone with it recording in a tornado, and we have the footage of what it looks like?
I'll look for it right after I show you these pictures.
That has to be out.
So there's estimated at least 94 confirmed dead across the six states. 80 of them are from Kentucky. And here are some pictures. So this is before and this is after.
You do it one more time?
Yeah.
Before?
Okay, it looks like a piece of shit. And still looks like a piece of shit.
A worse piece of shit.
Is this Detroit?
That sucks. There's an improvement.
Oh, okay.
That's better. All right.
Yeah,
good.
The space opened up a little bit.
Slide me. I love it. It's fucking Captain Underpants. they made it. Anyways.
It's bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's bad.
Wow.
Damn.
Let's see.
Okay, nice. Oh, and
well, those are just clouds. Those are clouds covering.
Yeah, I kind of prefer my devastation from the street view.
All right.
Also,
Nebraska?
This is just some dude's house. Like, all right, we get it. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's bad. That's sad.
That's bad. When was this?
I'm not glad.
When was this?
This weekend.
Wow. When was this? A few weeks ago?
Literally, yes.
This weekend. Oh, God damn it, Figs.
Sorry. I'm just recovering from third degree fucking burns.
Let's get World News with Mike Figs. We're in Kentucky with...
All right, Filler. I lost everything in the tornado. I really did. I had my cat and my dog. And I made my own IPA, believe it or not. It's all gone now. I'm here in American Airlines. Fucking can't even pre-select my goddamn seat. Got me sitting on an aisle seat with some black filler.
Is this Kentucky music?
Can I at least get a cookie
banjo
or something?
Music.
Anyways. Got any questions for me, reporter?
Do we have any good tornado footage, please?
Let's see. Okay.
Shannon.
Good job with the music, whoever did that. That was perfect. That was quick.
Shannon, can we get some live footage from this actual tornado? Shannon?
Yes.
There's plenty of tornado movies, Shannon. You just fucking pull up any of them.
Helen Hunt, goddammit.
You fucking dumb idiot. There's a movie called Tornado. There's a fucking Wizard of Oz. There's a few.
There's one with sharks in the fucking wind, goddammit.
Oh, it's not great.
Right. Shannon, I don't want
this is just Universal Studios, right?
I don't want real tornado
footage.
Hey,
what am I, MGM?
Yeah, what is this, Epcot? Come on.
Shannon, it should have been the fucking the witch. Then you could be like, oh, wait, that's not it. And then the little Pepsi cans flying up into the tornado from fucking Twister.
Oh, yeah.
have this one.
There's some live footage.
We're live in Kentucky. Holy hell, and Hunt. They're fucking crazy. God damn.
Wow, that looks fucking wild out there. Dude. Jenna, any other angles?
Wait, hold on.
Jenna, any other angles?
Do
are there any other angles?
They must have got the aquarium.
Extremely dangerous tornado. That ripped through 6 states, responsible for 94 deaths.
Do the end of Ghostbusters 2.
Here it is. Here's some live footage from inside
the Trojan commercial. Oh, Sharknado 3. Is that fucking, hey now, you're a pop star? Is that, guy? That's Garth Brooks, right?
Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's what we need.
Shark.
Sugar Ray.
Oh, it is Sugar Ray.
There we go.
Are they killing the Sharknado with an American flag?
Nikki Glaser. Nice!
Whoa.
Nice! Wow. Gateway 98 graphics.
Literally.
Fuck yeah. Windows 95 graphics. I love it.
So is this movie... I've never seen Sharknado. Is it a movie about a tornado filled with sharks?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. That's like a whole other category now. Like, they just combine different things.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. I'm on like Amazon Prime. It'll be like fucking, you know, Piranha Hurricane or some shit. Yeah. That's like a
Frog Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 8 years ago, there was some like fucking news story about how the mark of genius is combining things, and then everybody just start combining everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cronuts.
But there, it's almost like they make those movies for so cheap. Like, they're probably, you know, like next to nothing to produce, and then they go, cool, we'll get a distribution deal with Amazon, and people, just for the hilarity of it, they go, I'm gonna watch you know, Turkey Typhoon.
What are all these goddamn turkeys? It's not even Thanksgiving.
Darkie, I'm telling you right now, because I've never watched one, but I have been tempted. I was like, that looks
Turkey Typhoon, that's the name of the episode. First Dude,
obviously,
first
that's the name of the episode.
First of all.
And it's the name of the movie we're writing. Obviously.
Fuck, am I going to die first?
Yeah.
You're like, we got it, turkeys? We got a fucking chicken? Nothing else?
Where's the seasoning?
Oh, shit. All right, so let's talk about this. People are criticizing high school's Dash for Cash, where 10 teachers got on their knees to grab money for school supplies. And there's video of this. Shannon, give us a little more story here.
Okay.
Get off your knees, teachers.
So the educators were given 5 minutes to grab as much as $5,000. And the money was coming from a sponsor, CU Mortgage Direct, who thought it would be a nice thing to do something nice for the teachers.
So there's 10 teachers. Are they from the same school or different schools?
I think they're from the same school.
From the same school. And then they had to grab cash for their, like, department supplies.
Yes.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough for the teachers.
While the song Busted is playing.
They don't give them shit. You buy out. They put a lot of money into it, dude.
They
it's
lose
crazy.
Money.
To their own stuff. Yeah, it sucks.
I don't feel bad for them.
I don't
whatsoever.
Feel bad. Yeah, they chose that path.
That's, like, humiliating.
They should have been a fucking TikToker instead.
Yeah. The fuck? I don't know if that one girl is fat or those are just ones in those tits.
She is crushing the
she
money.
She definitely won the plus size beauty pageant.
Yeah,
it is a little bit. It is a little degrading.
Man. This is humiliating.
It is.
That is hilarious. This is a fucking. This is the fucking Squid Games.
Yeah.
Literally.
With the whites.
He's like, so your kids don't get math books
because
I didn't collect enough money on this ice.
You guys are getting Rose Art crayons.
Yeah, because that
you're not getting Crayola.
Her knees are looser than I thought they were gonna be.
So why are people freaking out? They're saying it's degrading or something, Shannon.
Why couldn't they just give them money? That's it. They're saying it's degrading, and they also did say it were like a step away from Squid Games, and that they shouldn't have to fight this way in order to just get the things that they need for their students. But they seem to be having a good time with it. I feel like they wanted to make it entertaining.
They got the whole summer off. Relax.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, if
fucking pussies.
Fucking pussies.
I mean, look, if a sponsor came in and it's just extra money and it's a fun game and it's, you know, I guess there's nothing really negative there. There's no downside.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's teachers. That's why everyone's going crazy.
So the sponsor, it's like this mortgage company, for their end, they're like, no, we want a viral video. And they like the fact that people are going like, this is borderline abusive. This isn't okay. That's why people are talking about, like, a show like the Real Ass Podcast picks up this story. It's a big fucking deal. What's the name of the mortgage company?
Hold on.
Turkey Typhoon
it's
Mortgage.
It's at CU Mortgage Direct.
CU Mortgage Direct. So they get Condi. All of this press. They get all of this press, right? And that's why they're doing it. They're not doing it for fucking. There's not just being like, we want to just donate money to be, you know, they want to create a viral moment. And that's what they're doing.
Right.
So the upside of it is the money is.
Viewership.
The money's there for the kids, though.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I have some no, of the kids ain't getting shit.
I have no problem with this. I have no problem with this.
How much money? Were those all singles? It's not even no that idea. Much.
The teacher.
The winner had got $57.
I would rather enlist in Magic City for 3 nights.
The winner got $616.
That was that sure. fat chick. Right?
How much did the winner get?
$616. And he's
what?
Using it towards the school's esports club.
Oh,
oh it's not even a real dork. Thing.
They're all going to play war.
He's just like, I'm buying a PS5 for the school's esports club.
Oh, yeah. But I can only log in at my house.
It's
all
the
right.
hub. Yes. My house is the hub. I can't have that.
My house is the hub. Yeah, it's my Wi-Fi.
I'll play with your kids online. Don't worry about it. He's like, fuck these kids. He's playing Warzone.
Did you guys watch 8-Bit Christmas yet?
No.
It's HBO Max.
No.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I like it. I mean, you're probably too young, Maddie.
Is it adult, or can you watch it with a kid?
No, it's with a kid. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Rated PG. It's, you know, it's this category of film and television show now, which is like just based in nostalgia, but they nailed it. Like they got the perfect balance of a good story for like the kids, but completely based in like the 80s and nostalgia for the adults. So
me
and my sister, what'd you say?
I have the trailer if you want to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
let's watch it.
Me and my sister are like
every
watching it.
Every kid has that one gift they want more than anything for Christmas. This is the story of mine.
Bookends? And they have baseballs on them. I see that.
No, not those. Nintendo.
Holy
a phase of rubber wiring.
How old you said?
41.
Yeah, yeah. This is right up. Yeah. This is designed for you.
Yes, it is.
This is designed for you.
My life.
Yeah.
I asked for no bullshit. When I got a Nintendo, I asked for a telescope. And I got a Nintendo. I didn't even know what a fucking Nintendo was.
Wow.
I cried.
No.
Because I got a Nintendo.
You're like, it's smaller than my dick.
Yeah.
I wanted something longer than my penis.
Then I played Zelda for the first time. I was like, oh my God, I don't never.
Yeah.
A science is
so the whole movie. Yeah. That's fine. We got it. I don't want to have to fucking edit this all out anyway for the thing. But it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But the whole movie, I connect with this movie so much because the whole premise of the movie is there's like a rich kid in the neighborhood who has the Nintendo, and all the kids like wait outside of his house to play it every day. He's the only kid who's got it. Because you remember when Nintendo came out in 87 or 88 or whatever, it was like a $500 or $600 piece of equipment.
Really?
It's like Nintendo became $130 like later on. After Super Nintendo came out, you could buy a Nintendo for like $100. That's when I got Nintendo. I always got the system after the system that came out.
Yeah, you got
out,
the
right?
slim version.
Yes, exactly. So, but the systems, when they would premiere, Super Nintendo was like $400 or $500 when it first came out, you know? And then they would drop the price, but we just couldn't afford it. But I connected with it so much because the bully in the movie is like, he's just this dick kid, and he's like, everyone hates him, but they all want to use him for his Nintendo. And that I had the exact same fucking kid in my neighborhood. Ryan Nolan, dude. This kid straight up, like, he was just like, I mean, he was just a dick. He was like, we'd go there and like, I'd watch him play Nintendo, and he wouldn't let me play. I just get to watch him. And that was that. I remember one time, like, we had cereal at his house, and they ran out of milk. So they gave me and my sister water with their cereal.
What kind of shit is that?
It's like psychotic.
Fucked up.
Like psychotic, crazy, evil fucking kids. Carly
evil.
And Ryan Nolan. And we would always like, they were like, they were across the street. They weren't even rich. It's so funny because we were just so poor that we saw them as being rich.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I think back, they were also extremely poor.
Yeah.
They were like trash. They just had
dry
like,
cereal. Why ruin it with water?
Yeah.
Well, that's a poor person thing. That's
just have it with nothing.
Yeah. Well,
I guess.
But anyway, so yeah.
Take the trash.
But I fucking connected so much with this whole fucking thing. Did you have a bully in your neighborhood like that?
I did. Like, well, I mean, there was like a. So my mom got me the Nintendo because she thought the reason why I wasn't over there playing Nintendo is because I was afraid of all those kids.
Right.
So she got me a Nintendo, and she was trying to get me to like our house to be the house.
Right.
Oh. And I was so fucking pissy about the fact that she got me something I didn't want. That I was like, I stayed upstairs in my room while other kids played my Nintendo downstairs.
Oh my God.
Wow. Dude, I had no clue how fun it was for weeks.
Really?
I was just trying to stick it to my mom.
Wow.
You know?
We all,
wow.
we were
you
all trying to
her.
Stick it to
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was a hot
Did she
lady.
Ever give you the telescope? Like, Side baby, take the telescope.
I mean, I eventually I got a telescope, yeah, okay. But I fucking worked for it and bought it myself.
Oh shit! Wow.
Yeah, and then I started playing Nintendo. I was like, "What the fuck was I doing?"
Yeah. Telescope compared to Nintendo.
Yeah, I remember my mom. Yeah. When I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old, my mom got us an Atari 2600 for Christmas, and on Christmas Eve, someone broke into the car and stole all the gifts out of the car.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit.
And that's the story that my mother told us. And now that I think back, that junkie whore never bought us a Atari 2600. And it was just easier to fucking say that we were robbed and not actually get us any fucking presents.
Wow, that is true. Damn.
You think I don't know, Mom? You think I don't know? You think I don't know that there was never an Atari 2600? I just realized this maybe 2 years ago. I was like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I bet that was heartbreaking for her to have the car broken into the night on Christmas Eve and have our brand new Atari 2600. I was like, wait a minute, that just didn't happen. Yeah, right. Nobody's popping trunks of fucking cars.
No, if it got broken into
randomly, they'd smash a window. It's just not. It's just not happening. You fucking lying
and
junkie.
And why would you leave the presents in the car?
She's a liar.
Yeah, she's a liar.
She's just a liar. My mom was a habitual liar. Mm-hmm.
Somebody had the same key as us.
Like those, as an adult, like put things together from your childhood memories.
Yeah.
Like where I'd be like I wouldn't see this one guy like all year, and then right before school he would come visit my house.
Oh no.
And then all of a sudden we were going shopping for school clothes.
Is there sugar daddy?
Basically.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a fat fuck named Chris who ate all my cereal every time he came over.
But he bought you shit.
You know, I don't give a fuck about shit. I'm about cereal and telescopes. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm about fucking
besides telescopes.
Damn, what was your big gift when you were a kid for Christmas that you never got?
I never got?
That you never got, that you wanted. Mine was a dirt bike.
Oh, dirt bike's a good one. Yeah. I gotta think. I remember when I got a trampoline, I was like fucking pumped for years.
Wow.
But I don't remember when I didn't get like a big trampoline.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
I mean, I was pretty privileged. I got everything I wanted, so.
I was going to say the same thing. Me too. I was an honor student.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Second honors, third grade. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember the first year I didn't receive any Christmas gifts. Not the year that my mom's trunk was broken into, because I don't remember that. I just remember the story of my mom saying that happened.
Right.
Yeah.
I just remember when I was like maybe 12, and my mom was like, yeah, there's no Christmas gifts this year. I'm too poor. And I was like, yeah, okay, Mom, I get it. Ha ha.
Yeah. 12 years.
Then I woke
up
Christmas morning and there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Devastating.
There was something like that happened. My dad lost his job and he like sat us down and I was like, you're fucking joking. Yeah. And there was like two presents.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it was only two presents.
One of the presents was merch from his job.
Oh, wow.
Sick. Isn't that it was I was like, you're sure fuck you, dude.
It was a wow stand. Wow.
Literally, he worked at like a freight shipping company and it was like a bear with the freight.
It's a box.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you suck. Damn. Wow. You humiliating.
Did you make him feel bad?
No, I was like, cool, what?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I made my mom feel bad. No present, you junkie whore.
My dad
tried. It's Atari 2600 all over again.
Tell me the truth about what happened with the car. What actually happened?
We don't even have a car, Mom. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Dude, Christmas.
Yeah. Probably did a car. We don't have a car.
I remember when you're on Christmas. I have so many bad Christmas memories. It's really funny.
Dude, my mom ruined every Christmas. I started to conscientiously object from getting presents for Christmas and birthdays because she would just try to use it to control me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, from like 10 on, I was like, do not get me anything. If you do, I'm running away.
Wow.
What do you mean control?
So she gave you something.
Dude, anything my mom does for you or any information she has is used against you somehow.
She has like borderline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
So this is where my ADD went. You said control me. And then I was trying to think of a joke about you being like her robot. And then I started thinking about Small Wonder. The TV show about the little robot girl. Yeah, and this is your age. But then I started thinking about it. It's like, they were definitely fucking that little girl, dude.
For sure.
They were fucking that little robot girl, dude. I it's not right. It's not right, but it's a robot. It shouldn't be a crime. It's a robot.
Yeah.
He was
pull her up. Pull her up.
He was up under her skirt all the time, making adjustments. Yeah,
tight in the pussy.
For sure.
Was she tall? At least pull it up.
I know.
No, she was like an 11-year-old girl, 10-year-old girl. Who was a robot sister? Like I guess maybe his wife died.
Was it named Kimmy or something?
I have no idea, dude. The wife must have died or something, right? And they couldn't have another kid.
That's what it was.
So he wanted to give his son.
He's a tinker.
A stepsister.
Yeah.
That's a robot.
Yeah, that's a robot.
Robot girl.
That's a little robot girl. We could maybe get
who constantly needs her pussy time.
Maybe we kind of go back to no presents.
Yeah, Mike's getting hard.
But you know,
let's keep it moving.
Some shit was going down with that little robot girl. Yeah, that's absolutely fucking crazy.
This is from the first episode.
Let's see.
Oh, there you go. Mom's got a child like other
girls. Oh, so they did have a mom.
Yeah, who's this bitch?
Marla Pennington. Get the whitest name.
Never heard of this.
It's Jamie Lawson.
That's the girl?
Mm-hmm.
That show is just, wow, failed.
I mean, that literally looks like they're about to molest this child in the bed.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the part, like, looking back on it, he was constantly up under her skirt making adjustments.
Yeah, that's the real girl.
Yeah, she's a mutt. Sorry.
Listen, they always make the neighbors ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is always an ugly little girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? Was it Kimmy?
Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah. Fucking lanky bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see some of it?
Yeah, you have a clip of him making repairs to her?
All right.
Let me look.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah. He literally would just, he was like, hold on, and then he would open up her chest plate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. From behind. Yes. It was wild, creepy. Dude. It was
weird.
Wild.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I just got to pull down her panties to get up in there. Dink, to dink, to dink.
Dude, that never dawned on me until you said it. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Weird.
Really weird.
We all know.
Weird. How many seasons did that show go on before someone was like.
Before somebody came?
Yeah. Episode 7.
That might have been a one season. It was like
I remember it
before
was
before Alf.
It was a show that I liked as a kid. I remember like watching it. But you're right. There may have only ever been 13 episodes of that show. It could have come and gone and nobody, but for some reason I remember it like it was a big show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was like, it was a global icon. Like, it was like, oh my God, small, you know, it was big. It was all the morning shows and shit.
There were four seasons, 96 episodes. Started in 89.
Dude, Gomez watches Small Wonder might be coming to the Gas Digital Network. That's a solid fucking show right there.
Yeah, it is.
She starts growing later. Tits.
Hell yeah.
Puberty time.
But if you're going to make a lifelike robot, you're not making a 10-year-old girl. You're going to make it a woman.
Yeah, you're making fucking...
Well, it depends on your tastes.
That is true.
I'd probably just make it a fucking androgynous something.
Just
have fun with it. Give it wings.
Give me a telescope. The robot always gives you a telescope.
I'm going to give you 1 hour to try to run. Give it wings. All right. Well,
what was your favorite gift, Lewis?
My favorite gift as a kid.
Didn't your mom take you to WWF one time? Was that?
I went to WrestleMania 11, but that wasn't a Christmas gift.
Oh, okay.
That was a big deal, though. That was one of the biggest moments of my young life.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You know, but it was like I was so deprived of toys and things like that, like regularly throughout the year, like just getting like, you know, a dozen packages to open up on Christmas morning was like, it was a lot. Like it felt like I was getting so much, but now I think about like what my son and my niece get for Christmas and it's like crazy.
Well,
like
you gave him more because you didn't.
Oh my God. I mean,
trauma,
like levels,
right?
And fucking, you know, and I still don't feel like I get them enough. I still feel like I was like, oh, they need more gifts to open up on Christmas. It's crazy. I remember one time on Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, we went to go see, Street Fighter II, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the movie theater. Or Street Fighter, the movie, with Jean-Claude Van Damme playing Guile, the American, with a French accent.
That was a good one.
Great, great. And my mom got into a car accident on the way home from the movie theater. I just got a 5-disc CD player for Christmas and the Onyx CD and the Salt and Peppa CD.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Those are the two CDs. My first two CDs that I ever owned was Onyx and Salt and Peppa. And I had my 5-disc CD player. It was in the back. And my mom fucking crashed her car, totaled her car. We were coming back from the movies. It was super fucking late at night. And she was fucking devastated because she only had liability insurance. She didn't have collision. So that was that. Her car was just fucking destroyed. And then the next day on the pick four, like the New York State Lottery pick four, her number came out. Which
straight?
Is $5,000. Came out straight. $5,000.
Wow.
And I remember my sister coming over like so happy on Christmas Day being like, Mom... Fine. I know you went to an accident last night. You were so devastated, but your numbers came out. She plays number every day. Like every day.
She didn't play it.
She didn't play it.
Yo.
She didn't
all right,
play
guys,
it.
And that's the end of the podcast. Dude, this is My Life Sucks podcast with My fucking Maddie, Sydney, everybody.
Dude, she didn't play it.
Dude.
It was like, I mean, if you want to just watch pure.
Did she cry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, just pure sadness.
Number, number 6969. I'm sorry.
And I'm sitting there listening, back the fuck up, just back the fuck up, move back, motherfucker, the Onyx is here. Just rocking out in my room.
Let's talk about sex.
Yeah. It wasn't good. It was not a good Christmas.
I thought you were going to say the five CD thing got broken.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was really nervous. Yeah. When the car got destroyed.
Car was destroyed. Yeah. My five disc CD player was fine.
She sold that.
She didn't wrap it, though. Yeah. I remember she didn't wrap it.
Yeah.
It was just sitting there in the box.
Yeah.
She had nothing left in her to like do anything else. She was like, I'm done.
When those things first came out, they were made out of black box material. Yeah. Those CD changers,
they were
like heavy as fuck.
So heavy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Now it's like now it's an app on your phone.
Yeah.
One day you're gonna tell your boy.
Now it's literally weightless.
There's no weight.
Literally. It's crazy. all right, we gotta wrap this one. This has been fun.
Wait, before we wrap, I found
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
No. What?
I found the part where they're opening up her back, the robot's back.
Oh, please.
I had to scroll through the episodes to find it.
Open that back.
Yeah, crack my back.
It's like, hold on, Vicky. Hold still.
We gotta check the clam box real quick.
Where's her face? Where's her face?
Yeah, we're just gonna erase her memory.
It's electronic device.
She's got wires.
She has to suck my dick while I do this.
That's how I felt the first time I saw a pussy.
Where's the gizzard?
What is this?
Also, right before that, they take her hair off. This is when they're introducing her.
Oh boy.
Weird.
I used some of mom's perfume. Do you like the way I dressed her, Joni?
Oh, creepy.
So wait, there was a mom. I don't know why I thought the mom was dead.
Was she infertile or something?
Yeah, dude, her pussy was all fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
That's her fault.
She had gizzards.
This is the 80s, dude. They didn't have the same technology we have now. They scooped out her innards.
Yeah, I mean, would you rather have a redhead?
Oh! Make a wish!
Oh, it really does.
No, that's all right.
It really does look like a child.
Yeah.
Fucking cancer patient.
Wow. I went from 0 to 100 real quick.
All right. Well.
Wow.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shanny, for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Danke. Danke. Danke schön. Danke schön.
Danke schön.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. Thank you very much for watching, guys. Real Ass Podcast, your favorite podcast, the funniest podcast out there. There's not a funnier podcast on the planet. Facts.
Big Sorry, facts.
Guys. I know you have all Big your facts. Own podcasts, but go fuck yourself.
Not me. Hey, guess who doesn't have a podcast? Your boy.
Oh.
Maybe since Mike doesn't have a podcast, check out Two Jack Bros.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the best. Thank you guys for supporting the show. We will be back on Wednesday with another great episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.